So this human form of life is a great opportunity. If we waste it, then it's a great tragedy. We don't know what our next birth will be, what kind of body we'll have next. Often people say, hey, whatever happens will happen. No one knows. But how do we know that no one knows? The comprehensive spiritual knowledge does exist. We can understand our changing from one body to another. We can understand what is genuine pleasure. We can understand the ultimate source. All that knowledge exists. The knowledge exists as well as the processes for verifying that knowledge. We're not talking about blind faith. We're talking about lifestyle engineering so that we can actually experience the non-material reality and its source. This is the education that Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita. So we invite you. Let's go deeper. Let's not just live on the surface, even though society will encourage you and support you in that way. Don't expect to receive in the post a letter from the government or receive in your inbox an email from the government saying, we've heard that you, one of our citizens, has embarked upon the quest for enlightenment. As your government, we're here to let you know we completely support you. Don't wait around for such letters. Yet, those who want to embark upon the journey of self-discovery need support. So we need to seek out a support group. Support for those who want to go beyond the temporary so-called pleasures that come and go so quickly. A support group for those who want to go beyond the body and mind. This is the kind of education and lifestyle that Krishna speaks of in the prime yoga text, Bhagavad Gita. And we invite you all to take up the real purpose of human life. Be the change that can influence others. Religious theories, political theories, economic theories won't help. We need a clear understanding of what is our identity, what is supreme identity, and the relationship between the two. Then our life can begin to be truly successful.